understand you can't listen to all 4 hours of the show. That's why we have Scheman and Shepherd on demand. Download us whenever at 993ESPN.com or on iTunes. This is Scheman and Shepherd on 993ESPN.
Scheman and Shepherd, 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Also on Facebook Live and on Twitter at 99.3 ESPN. Don't forget, you can follow me on Twitter at Craig ESPN. Follow Pete Shepherd at PSHep326. And we are rocking and rolling. If you want to join us, it's 239-337-ESPN, 239-337-3776.
239, I know it's a common myth that some people think that Happy Days was a spinoff of American Graffiti, but it was not. It was correct what I said, Love American Style, because Gary Marshall made a pilot back in the day about the 50s, and it had a lot of the characters that were in Happy Days, but was rejected by network TV. So Love American Style picked it up. And then American Graffiti came out. Ron Howard happened to be in that. So was Cindy Williams, who played Shirley on Laverne and Shirley. But the two had no connection. It was just somewhat a coincidence. The spinoff, if you can look it up, trust me, is from Love American Style, which was a short set of like 10-minute sitcoms. It was really an odd show back in the day. But that's the genesis of it.
I also believe the first episode, the Fonz did not wear a leather jacket.
No.
It was more of a, can I say grease monkey?
No. It was a nerd type of jacket, to be honest with you.
Well, it was a spring windbreaker.
Yeah. But I thought the leather was going to put up an image that he was like a punk.
They turned out to be cool.
Yeah.
Josh Allen says it would be weird to get drafted by the Bills having a teammate named Josh Allen.
Josh Allen and Josh Allen.
Yeah.
More fun, the NFL draft tomorrow. Of course, we have our show, and we're going to do our mock draft, and then we'll be at Buffalo Wild Wings at Cape Coral. You're all invited. We'll be there from 7 to 10. But first, it is time for our Sports Center Rundown.
Two series in the NBA playoffs can be closed out tonight. The Rockets look to shut the door on Utah at 8 o'clock on TNT, followed by Golden State looking to do the same to the Clippers at 10:30. You can hear the Clippers-Warriors game right here on 99.3 ESPN. And the first round of the Stanley Cup playoffs will come to an end tonight with a Game 7. It'll end in handshakes between the defending Stanley Cup champion Washington Capitals and the Carolina Hurricanes. That's a 7:30 start on NBCSN.
Regarding the NBA NHL, you did nail it. Nice job, Chris. We got a couple of Twin Peaks Twitter poll questions up there involving some items that happened last night. I love the Damian Lillard bye-bye wave after the 37-foot three-point shot at the buzzer to send
great shot.
Oklahoma City. It was a great shot. Some people said it was a bad shot that happened to go in.
Some people like Paul George.
Paul George wouldn't know a game-winning shot if it hit him in the face.
Well, it was in his face last night.
He never hit a game winner when he was with the Pacers. 0 for 13. Still stealing money doing those Gatorade.
Did he hit one with the Thunder?
I'm not sure. I would imagine Westbrook wouldn't allow him to.
Right, because, you know, Paul George was shooting like 70% from the field last night.
Yeah.
Russ was shooting about 30% from the field.
Do the math on that.
Who took the shot in the last minute?
Russ.
Of course.
Mm-hmm.
Do we have an update on our Twitter poll? Yeah.
Yes, we do. So for the NBA last night, who should make all NBA? 46% Lillard, 54% Steph Curry.
Okay.
Then our other question, what should have been the call in the Sharks Golden Knights game last night? 63% say a 2-minute minor, 27% say a 4-minute double minor, 10% say 5-minute major.
10% of you agreed with the call last night?
Yeah.
That's shocking.
Well, 10%, 90% of the people didn't.
Okay.
Checks out.
Nick Saban, it was a bad call.
It was a bad call,
but still they had, even as bad as it was, they allowed 4 goals in 4 minutes. They fell apart mentally.
Lose.
They checked out, and they still had it, and they had an opportunity. They had several opportunities to win in overtime because they did tie it with 47 seconds left. Vegas did. And then they went to overtime and all the way to the last 47 seconds and give the Sharks credit. But it's not like
I thought Vegas always wins. But that's the saying.
Huh?
Vegas always wins.
The house always wins. Vegas.
LeBron hater number two. That's ridiculous. You can't be called the Fonz and wear a light blue members only jacket. It was more beige.
All right, now we're really splitting hairs here, LeBron hater number two.
Yep. Nick Saban said, was asked about on returning to work 40 hours after his hip replacement surgery, quote, I had one day on the walker. Now I'm on the cane. I'll probably throw that SOB away tomorrow. Tough guy.
Don't you have to do like rehab? I mean, can't you re-injure that? It's still, the meat is still fresh in the hip socket.
Us mortals do.
Oh, wow. What's he, Asgardian now?
He's just starting his Alabama trash talking early.
I don't even know why I do that.
Why? What do
There's
you mean?
There's no need to talk trash. There's just no need.
Yeah,
no,
but it's in your personality, number one. Number two, it involves Alabama. And number three, go back to number one. It's kind of in your personality.
Right. Yeah, it's what I do.
Oh, man. We had some unbreaking news in the NFL today regarding Tyreek Hill. Mm-hmm. As you know, he and his baby mama drama, sadly and sickly, a little boy in that family has been injured, and nothing's been done about it for the NFL. And the prosecutor came out and said today a crime has been committed in their household, but they cannot determine whether it was him or the baby mama. And so no charges are being pressed. However, the child has thankfully been taken out of their custody in their household.
And, Florio said it's too bad he couldn't charge both of them. I mean, because somebody had to do this. And then he says the saddest part about this Tyreek Hill situation, other than that being no justice for the innocent child, is that people's opinions will be influenced not based on what's right or wrong, but whether they're fans of the Chiefs, which is probably right in most cases.
Yes.
So the Chiefs, who I thought the Hunt family portrays itself as above the fray, shall we say.
Walter Frey.
And we've got...
Game of Thrones.
Got Tyreek Hill. Thank you, Chris. They had Kareem Hunt. The player they just traded for from the Seahawks, did he have an incident
Fred
in college?
Clark, he got thrown off of Michigan for domestic abuse. Arrest.
That does not keep you above the fray. That's right in the fray.
I don't think he got arrested.
He did get arrested.
Oh, he did?
Yes, he did get arrested.
So did she not press charges? Was that what it was?
I don't know the whole story. I do know he got arrested and he got thrown off the Wolverines after having a real good junior year. Do you know that?
That's pre-Harbaugh. Is that pre-Harbaugh?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. All right. Good.
Yep. But, Marshawn Lynch retired again.
This is his second or third retirement?
Second.
All right.
Or is it third?
He wants to get on with the next phase of his life. The beast mode, no more. He really wasn't beast mode since he left Seattle. And again, we all know beast mode could be polishing off a ring had they just given him the ball on the 1 yard line against the Patriots. We all know it's a fact, Pete.
No, it's not a fact. Not going down that road again. You all know he shouldn't have been there in the first place.
Ben Roethlisberger, a new deal?
New deal. He's going to get $31.5 million the next 2 years. Good for him. Now he won't cry.
Again, my theory, you two don't agree with me, and that's fine.
I did agree with your theory.
Oh, okay.
I did agree with your theory.
Maybe Chris reined on my
little friend. Didn't? His theory about drafting a quarterback?
I think the Steelers are going to draft a quarterback. I'm not saying first round. I'm not just saying they draft another quarterback, and they wanted to get Big Ben because he's a crybaby and an all-emotional and soap opera guy. They wanted to give him a new contract. Here's more money. Now we're going to go draft another guy. We don't want you to be all upset.
I hope Mason Rudolph is ready to make the jump and just,
I don't think he is. I think that's the problem.
We don't know.
He's the third stringer right now.
We don't know that. Brady was a fourth stringer his first year, went to second string in the next year. You don't know.
Because let's base everything on that outlier.
I'm saying that you can go from fourth to one.
Okay, what's more likely?
I think more likely is he can improve very much as a backup, Mason Rudolph, for this year.
He's on the practice squad.
Absolutely.
Right now.
What upsets me is I agree with you. I think Mason Rudolph can be an NFL quarterback.
Yeah,
but let's
saying.
Not say Tom Brady and use that as an example
for
anything.
From going from fourth until backup, was not to keep four quarterbacks on a roster is unheard of.
Why do we
one.
Think he's going to be good? He was playing against defenses in the Big 12. I could do that. It's like 7-on-7 drills.
Didn't we say the same thing this time last year about Patrick Mahomes?
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
We
didn't? Yes.
No.
Uh-huh.
He was the real deal.
Lying.
Baker Mayfield.
Play the buzzer.
Baker Mayfield, real deal.
You're getting buzzed.
There's no buzzer.
Yes, there is.
No. No.
Yes.
I ignore your buzzer.
No, you can't.
Unbuzz me.
Hold on.
Unbuzz me. I want the bell. Bell. Bell, please. This is an outrage. I'm going home.
Oh, God.
And Joshua Dobbs is no better.
No, he's worse.
I know, but right now he's ahead of him on the depth chart. What does that tell you?
What a disappointment he was at Tennessee.
Fact!
Yeah, I have to say that.
Lose to South Carolina your senior year with a chance to go to Atlanta. For shame!
Don't underestimate the Gamecocks.
You know what? We say that every year about the Gamecocks, and I'm respectful of the pro, but they never do anything above mediocrity.
I think seven years ago, they beat Alabama when they had Alshon Jeffery and Gilmore.
But you don't want to. But every game, it doesn't matter who they play. You're like, ew, just you don't want to make a mistake against them. They're good. They're like one of those teams.
They're perennially 7-5, 6-6. That's who they are.
They're
the Gamecocks.
No, better than that.
They're firmly planted in the three hole in the SEC East.
Yeah, fact.
They're not quite Florida and Georgia, right. But they're better than Tennessee right now.
Right. Well, a lot of people are.
Yeah.
Sorry. Sure. They're better. They should be better than Kentucky this upcoming season.
Right? I agree. I'm not as high at Kentucky this year.
What are you backing up?
They lost everybody except their quarterback.
Well,
you're going to hear a lot of Kentucky in the next couple of days.
Oh, yeah.
A couple of cornerbacks.
Yeah. If I had to pick out of all quarterbacks and every single player, if I had to circle a name that I think is an absolute cannot miss, in my opinion, is Josh Allen. Thank you. See, the gods agree.
No, just Chris.
No. I think that kid is going to be a freaking stud beyond belief. Whoever gets him. I hope it's not the Raiders.
The Raiders. I rarely discuss kickers, but in light of what happened to Robbie Gold the other day, holding out
2 days in a row.
Well, Justin Tucker just got the biggest deal ever for a kicker, and I think Robbie Gold is now pointing to the 49ers. See? This is what I was talking about.
Well, I think Robbie Gould seriously wants to be back in Chicago for his family. I think that's his main reason. That's where his kids are.
4 years, $23 million.
Yep.
Justin Tucker. $12 million guaranteed. Ooh.
And Tom Coughlin gets a slap on the wrist.
Paying a kicker that much.
Oh.
That new GM should be fired and put Ozzie back in, making the decisions.
Ozzie had a good run.
Unbelievable paying a kicker that kind of money.
Why? It's the most important part of the game other than quarterback. You got to make your kicks.
No.
Got to make your kicks.
Bust him again. After quarterback, I'd say cornerback might be even more important.
Oh, yeah?
You're
going to send your corner out there in the snow?
Yes.
After you get the ball on a bogus-ass rule?
Easily.
And have him kick in the snow and kick a field goal?
I don't know what rule you're referring to.
The tuck rule. Since we're talking about Justin
rule.
Tucker.
The place kicker is probably the 23rd most important person on a field.
Then why 2 years ago the Tampa Bay Buccaneers couldn't make a single kick?
How many players are on a field? I want you to listen to what I just said.
22.
Thank you.
Okay.
All pro for the third time last year. Spent his entire 7-year career with the Ravens, making 237 of his 263 attempts.
Because when I think of that great Ravens Super Bowl run a few years ago, I think Justin Tucker.
Wouldn't have won it without him.
And missing only one PAT and 242 regular season attempts.
Hey, PATs are no gimmies anymore. 33 yards.
Points.
Fact.
35.
It's 33.
Whatever.
Look it up. It's 33.
I said whatever. I don't care. Semantics at this point. We've spent way too much time talking about kickers the last 2 days.
90.1%.
This is ridiculous.
90.1% of his field goal attempts. No other kicker has hit over 88% for a career.
It's absurd.
Fact. 239, the equipment manager is not more important than the kicker.
You guys are out of your mind. How many games did Tampa lose a couple of years ago because of kicker alone? I'm with you. No, maybe the money's a little excessive. The money's a little excessive. No, but what about San Diego or the L.A. Chargers?
Yeah.
How many games did they lose?
Yeah.
You know what? Had Phillip Rivers been better and gotten them into the end zone, then they would have won more games. You won't need to lead on your kicker.
He put them in position to win, and Lynn, what's his name? Lynn, he screwed it up.
How many times does the quarterback take over an offense inside 2 minutes and not think necessarily get a touchdown, just get my guys in field goal range?
Get closer.
How many wins did Matt Prater, we talked about this, bail Tebow out of? About a dozen. Fact.
Because two years ago, it was all on the kickers in Tampa Bay and not Jameis Winston, who didn't understand that you throw the ball to the guys in your uniform.
He's only capable of getting him into field goal range, so therefore your kicker has to be good. Jameis Winston is an in-between 20s guy. Horrible red zone guy. You need a kicker to uplift your quarterback.
He's the best at fumbling in the red zone, too. He's fantastic at it.
Yes.
Mr. Big Chest texting in, Chris, you must have never had him on your fantasy team. A guy, his money, he kicks long field goals to their extra points.
Yeah, yeah.
No,
4 points.
I haven't had him on my fantasy team.
For
you
Mr.
know
Big
why?
Chest.
Because if you have Justin Tucker on your fantasy team, that means you drafted him before the final round, which is stupid.
How do you know that? You don't know that.
Double buzzer. Reach over with
I'm
your left hand.
Double buzz yourself.
Double buzz yourself.
Double buzz yourself. And ding Mr. Big Chest for a good point.
No, absolutely not. This is ridiculous what's going on right now that we've got all of Southwest Florida.
You're putting words in his mouth.
Two yahoos defending the kicking profession.
You think Mr. Big Chest drafted him in the second or third round. He probably drafted him in the last round, the second or last round. Chris. You need to buzz yourself and show respect to Mr. Big Chest and ding him.
Okay, I'm not saying kickers aren't an important part of the game. I'm saying would you rather have a kicker or a left tackle?
You're moving all over the depth chart.
Do I have a quarterback that gets rid of the ball in 3 seconds? I'll take the really good kicker.
I can kick a 33-yard field goal with pretty good consistency.
No,
I'm talking 65%.
Listen to this absolute nonsense.
We'll go to a football field. I can do it right now.
Two out of three.
I can do it right now. Give me a week to stretch out my quad.
You said right now. Now it's a week.
Yeah, right now is not a week.
Another buzzer. You're full of buzzers. You've been ejected.
I have not. You guys are unbelievable with this.
I want control of that buzzer from now on. You're not going to give it to yourself.
Answer me this. History of football. The whole thing, right?
Yeah.
Going back like years and years.
Yeah.
Like 100.
Kicks are kind of important.
How many kickers are in the Pro Football Hall of Fame?
One for now.
Boom!
But there will be more.
There will be two. It will be Adam Vinatieri. Yep. That is it. End of discussion.
Justin Tucker will be in.
Yes, he will. Justin Tucker will. He will be in.
Ding, ding, that ding, is, ding, ding, ding.
Justin
ding,
Tucker
ding.
Will be in.
Fact, fact, fact.
I'll put it on the board right now.
Do you deny that?
I'll put it on the board.
You don't think Justin Tucker's getting in?
Justin Tucker, he's got to play 4 more years, and then he retires, and we got to wait 5 more. We got to wait 9 years. Put this sticky on the wall so that 9 years from now we could turn around. And, well, that would make him a first ballot.
So now you're putting him in ahead of everybody else. And he's only 29. Right.
See, Mr. Big Chest
has years.
20 years from now, I'm going to call you wherever I'm at if I'm still alive, and I'm going to say, look, Justin Tucker, Hall of Fame.
Mr. Big Chest says, Mr. Big Chest said, thanks, Pete. Give me the ding. I got him in the 13th round of my draft. Not like a second that Chris is instigating.
Kick a 40-yarder.
239 says it's 35 yards. Wrong. An extra point is 33 yards, people. Mm-hmm. Know your football.
They're on the 25. They're 8 yards behind center.
Yeah. 7 yards.
Seven.
Not a kicker like Tucker.
No!
You don't get to ding yourself.
I ding myself.
239 says, I can hit 70% of the foul line in a gym by myself. Doesn't mean I'm a better foul shooter than Shaq when the game's on the line. I'm
absolutely a better foul shooter than Shaq.
I'll give you that.
Airplane seat guy, Gostowski, yes, he should go to the Hall of Fame, too.
Yeah, with that 83% success rate last year.
Phenomenal.
Breaking news, he just signed last week.
Yep.
Oh, let me get the sounder, huh?
Robbie Gould probably going to the Hall of Fame.
Fact.
Look at his numbers.
Incredible.
Rafael Septien should have gone to the Hall of Fame.
Who? Eddie Murray should be in the Hall of Fame.
You're right.
Steady Eddie.
Should have got consideration. Rafael Septien, a great kicker for the Cowboys.
No, not him.
You don't know who Rafael Septien is? Great kicker for the Cowboys back in the day.
I don't know.
There was a Caucasian Eddie Murray who kicked for the Lions back in the day.
He was very good. Very, very good. Actually, ended up kicking for Dallas at the end, did he not?
Yes, he did. And then the kicker the Lions had for 20 years. Whose name is Sky Skase?
Legendary.
Looked like Doogie Howser. Who was his name?
He did.
Yeah, Jason Hansen, Hall of Famer. Hall of Famer. Make room for the bust, people.
And 239 says, quit playing with your dinghy.
Bay Perilli.
By the way, 407.
How about
25 plus 7 is 32, but they kick it for Grossa. 33.
How about what's his name for the Raiders? Did everything.
Was it out? Not out.
Oh, what's his? Oh my God, I'm having a brain cramp.
Could absolutely kick a 33-yard field goal.
Oh,
I have no doubt in my mind.
Janikowski, he'll get consideration.
Seabass,
you kidding me?
Morton Anderson, another one.
Oh my God,
he should absolutely
get out of here.
Morton Anderson,
get out of here.
Ding, ding,
out
ding,
of here.
Ding, 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 ding.
Morton Anderson, ding. Unbelievable.
Just a ridiculous premise that you guys are
absolutely
latching
not.
Onto right now. Latching onto.
Morton Anderson. Huge.
Got to put him in the hall.
Yeah, because you can wear a face mask like that and be called a football player, huh?
Wow.
Single bar.
Right. They tackle.
What?
Faith chiming in. So I just got off work. I turn on the radio and I hear you talk about dinging yourself. What's going on? Well, Chris is out of control with power.
I'm
going to
make so much money off of my 33-yard field goal.
How?
I got people saying $10.
We're gonna have to film this. Where can we go? What high school we can?
Where can we
we'll
go
have to
nearby?
Do this on Facebook, on Facebook Live. We'll just show up. Oh no, we got to go through security now, right? You can't just walk into high school.
Right, you can't just do that.
Yeah,
with good reason.
They frown upon that.
Chris would hop the fence.
239 says, ask any Seahawks fan about how much a kicker is worth with Walsh. Yeah, that's a sad time.
No,
no kidding. Vikings should have won.
It was good for the Seahawks.
Jon Stenerud. Yes.
Didn't need a face mask because that beak of his protected the rest of his face.
What's his name for Tampa? Who's the one that threw the...
Martin Gramatica?
No. What's it when...
513, did you just compare a closer in baseball to a field goal kicker?
I did
you're
not.
You're suspended for the day, 513.
No, he's not. Mark Moseley. Actually,
for the
I think
day.
It's very apropos.
That's it.
Wiggy with a great one. Mark Moseley, he should be in the Hall of Fame. John Smith. Patriots, number one. He should be in the Hall of Fame.
I have literally heard of none of these guys you're talking about.
How about what's his name?
Do you watch football?
Hang on. What's his name for the Dolphins?
Jon Stent? No, not Jon Stent.
No.
Gary Yeprimio.
After that one
bad, he's not a good passer.
You know why?
It's a
he wasn't a good passer.
It's Gary, not a football player. It's a specialist.
Gary's always remembered for that one little faux pas that he had where he threw the ball over his
head. Yeah, threw it backwards.
Super Bowl.
All right, Chris.
It's the one.
Chris,
George Blanda, another one.
Super Bowl 60. I want your Dolphins to be down by two on the 25-yard line and no kickers because you didn't put any on your roster because they're not important.
That's
who's kicking the ball?
What I didn't say they're not important. I said they're the 23rd most important player on the field.
How about Gary Anderson?
How about Gary
another
Anderson?
One. What?
It's pretty good.
He was almost perfect.
He was perfect the whole year.
He's had a great year. Had a great season. Had a great career.
All right. Your
the
reaction.
Barr brothers, Matt and Chris. Yes.
Oh, my gosh.
Yes.
This is like bad memory lane right here.
This is like the Kicker Hall of Fame all by itself.
Keep it coming.
Reggie Roby. Thank you.
Roby.
He had some thunder thighs, man.
Well,
yeah.
He was a punter.
He is a punter. Never mind.
He should be in the Hall of Fame, too. Him and Ray Guy, I think, is the only punter in. Reggie Roby?
Yeah.
Oh.
Two kickers in the history of the sport. Honored in the Hall of Fame.
Alindo Mari, another one for the Dolphins. How had his
share
of great. Oh, now he's cracking
now
up.
Now I can start talking about some kickers.
239-337 ESPN is the number. Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN.
Ray Finkel.
Yeah, Ray Finkel.
Radio Tinder.
I bet you'd swipe right on this show. This is Sheman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Sheeman and Shepard on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app. Also Facebook Live and on Twitter at 99.3 ESPN. Don't forget the draft Round number one tomorrow night. We, meaning me, Pete, Chris, we will have our second annual mock draft on the show from 2 to 6. Then we will get in our cars and we'll drive over to the Cape and go to Buffalo Wild Wings. You're all invited to join us there. And we will have our draft party. It'll be fun. 7 to 10. I still remember when we were there last year. The unbelievable excitement just from the get-go when Baker Mayfield's name was chosen and just, I mean, people come out.
Oh, it was nuts.
People come out wearing their NFL jerseys.
The Browns fans were the hysterical.
I'll be rocking the Dan Marino tomorrow.
Are you?
Yep.
Hey, ironic. You got number 13, the 13th pick, the Miami Dolphins.
Hey, maybe they'll go place kicker.
Now, Chris, that would be ridiculous to use a first-round pick to take a place kicker.
Oh.
It was stupid of the Buccaneers to burn a second-rounder on one a few years ago. However, they are an important part of the game, is all I'm saying.
Yeah.
Very important part of the game.
Mm-hmm.
The highest scoring part of the game when you add it all up throughout the year.
That's why I would take a kicker in the first round. Because there have been the top 25 scorers in NFL history, all kickers.
Yes.
So a kicker will give you more points than Jerry Rice.
Yes.
Unbelievable.
Ding, ding, ding.
Absolutely. Ding away.
My dinger.
I don't want to touch your dinger.
Weird.
And also tomorrow night after the draft or before the draft, some of you may be going to see Avengers Endgame. If anybody sends any spoiler stuff of any kind... And I know there's a story out there. Well,
you're banned.
If somebody texts in, seriously, no, you're banned.
You are blocked. You will be banned.
It's very hard to get blocked on our text line.
Yep.
It's happened like three times.
I mean, it's easy to do.
It takes a lot to do it. To get to that point.
Yeah.
That's the line I'm drawing in the sand right now.
Okay.
I guess Natalie Portman made an appearance at an Avengers premiere last night, sparked a lot of questions.
About what?
I don't know.
Oh, did you see her in Black Swan?
Oh God, yeah.
No.
Yeah, with what's her name from
Mila Kunis.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh. Plays Meg on Family Guy.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Craig, have you seen that movie?
No, but I like Mila
Kunis. I'd watch it.
Yeah.
What's it called? Black Swan.
Black Swan. Ballet dancer.
About ballet.
Oh, yeah. The end of that was horrible, though. I hated the end.
I don't even remember the end of it.
She like, killed herself. Right?
There's one scene in there that I cared about.
Yeah, that was a half dream. Well, we don't know if it was real. Or not.
I don't care. I'm going to choose to believe that it was real.
Black Swan.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. How long ago did this come out?
Let's say seven, eight years ago.
Wow,
eight years ago, God. Somewhere in there.
I missed that wave.
You did. Yeah.
All right.
I'd watch it if I were you.
Okay. Duly noted.
Yeah, I could play Katy Perry, I Kissed a Girl, and I Like It in the background and fit right in.
Wow.
No, 305, you are not blocked.
No, you're not blocked.
Why is he asking if he's blocked?
Oh.
Do not text in any Endgame spoilers. At all. At all. Or there will be hell to pay.
Yeah. Serious. Serious. I'm talking legal action here.
Yeah. Ding, ding.
Yeah, there could be some loss that we can file.
All right.
No spoiler alerts. You saw, the Ross brothers said the same thing.
Russo
brothers said the same thing. Do not text any spoiler alerts, please.
All right.
I have been reading some reviews. No spoilers in these reviews, obviously, but if I could get more excited than I was before this week, I am.
Really?
Yeah. Everything is like...
Is it going to kill you that you're not seeing it on Thursday night like you originally planned and bought it, purchased a ticket for, but then...
No, I know what's going to happen. I know exactly what's going to happen.
You're still going
to go? Yeah. And I'm going to get in trouble with the wife, but some things are worth it.
And then you're going to go see it with her the next night because you've bought tickets on two nights already.
Mm-hmm.
I think you should put that Thursday night ticket up for auction and see how much you can get. Is that legal?
I mean, somebody offered me $20 on the text line yesterday, but
I think you get
it's that. A $13 ticket.
Could,
I'm not gonna.
I think you could get that up to $100.
No,
the guy got $15,000 on.
Yeah, because it was like the real premiere of it, not the 10:40 show at Bell Tower.
So what? What? Because you're in Hollywood, that makes less than going to Bell Tower.
Yes,
same reclining seats, same bar available. What the hell's the difference?
You nailed it.
I've been to one premiere like that in Beverly Hills once.
Oh yeah.
And Yeah, but it's the same. Okay, the spread outside was spectacular. There's only about 100 people allowed for the special screening.
Ooh, swanky.
It was swanky. But other than that, it's the same old. It was the theater. The screen was a lot bigger.
239, how do I text in to Sheeman and Shepherd? Is it here? Yes.
So what you're going to need to do is you're going to need to go down US 41 to the very end, down by Marco.
Yeah.
Take a left by the dead tree.
Okay.
There's an old man with a cane.
Yeah.
He'll give you the number to text into the show.
What are you doing?
606, you better not be. 606 is, I don't know. Better be kidding, 606. Although I understand, I know the comic book somewhat. So I know what you're saying.
Yeah, 606, that's not even, I wouldn't even mess around with that because you're about to get blocked.
Fire. You're playing with fire.
Yeah, you really are.
You're a good regular on the show. Yeah.
I have the gauntlet right here. All it takes is me to snap, and you're blocked.
Yep.
By the way, 239, if anyone posts spoilers, blast their number on the air, and we will spam the blank out of it. That's a good idea. We will give your personal cell phone numbers to everybody in Southwest Florida.
Friday, I will tell you that he was invited to the premiere of the Robert Kraft video.
Oh, that's
very good. How was I going to say?
Well, that's 2 days in a row. You two have lost your minds.
No, I didn't do it today. I didn't do it today.
You did it. Yeah, Pete just did it just now.
Oh, no. Friday.
Nice recovery.
We are going to do a segment, maybe two, on what characters you think are going to get killed in Game of Thrones Episode 3, Season 8 on Sunday night. I am going to run down. I got a whole story. I got a whole list. We can run by.
What?
And
don't be that guy on the text line.
Who is it?
To send in petty corrections.
Oh.
239. 41 doesn't end at Marco. Go pound sand, pal.
Oh, God.
Technically, you need to take Collier Boulevard.
Yeah, whatever. Was my point made?
Yes. All right, relabel him as that guy, because he's that guy.
Why is old 41 called old 41 and new 41 not called new 41?
Well, Old 41 is called Old 41.
No, I'm just kidding. I'm kidding.
All right. So, 812. Spoiler, Darth is Luke's father.
No!
Thank you.
So you want to talk about another
That was a shock. That was a shock during the day.
Really?
Yes.
I take it you don't speak German.
What?
What is Vader in German?
Father?
Darth Vader.
Bingo.
Yeah.
Whoa, you just blew my mind.
Except.
It translates to Dark Father.
Yes, but.
Wow.
But.
We Americans are so
slow. Well, unless George Lucas put that in purpose, which he probably did.
Nothing's done without being on purpose.
But you didn't know. You didn't know.
So actually, when George Lucas wrote the first Star Wars.
Is that the first one or the.
The second one.
It's the fourth one.
No, it was the Empire Strikes Back was episode 5, which was really the second one that ever came out.
Okay, your point was.
Yes.
It's not even worth
it.
It wasn't that good of a point. It wasn't that good of a point.
Seriously?
Yes.
You built it up too much?
I should have left it at the Darth Vader Dark Fire and moved on.
You could have gone out leaving him wanting more.
But I know originally.
Hit the buzzer.
George Lucas, I believe. Did not tell Mark Hamill that line was coming out of James Earl Jones' mouth. He wouldn't let the guy who plays Darth Vader physically, because he's not James Earl Jones in the costume, but because he wanted the spontaneous reaction. So I think Mark Hamill's reaction was sort of ad-libbed.
Really?
Yeah. Wow. That was right after he got his arm cut off, or his hand.
With a lightsaber.
Yeah, lightsaber.
That's what I said.
513, Chris got the German thing from Pitch Perfect. Fact, yep, you called me out, 513. Mm-hmm. Pitch Perfect. Not only is it an entertaining movie, it's also filled with little nuggets.
There's a lot of nuggets.
606 with an apology. He was just making a prediction. He didn't think it was a spoiler. He's sorry. Look, 606 is a regular man. He doesn't want to be cut off from this show.
He's having some.
I don't want him to be cut off.
He's having a procedure done, too. He's going to be laid up for a couple weeks. So he said he'd be there, but.
What happened?
Huh?
606 has got a procedure coming up. I'm not going to say what it is, but he's going to be, bedridden for a couple weeks or won't be able to come to the draft party. Otherwise,
oh, really?
He'll be there. Yeah.
Not good. Why is Tony Kornheiser wearing a denim jacket on TV?
Because he heard us talking about the Fonz's early jacket before he went leather, and he said he's going to do something stylish today.
Oh.
I mean, people make decisions based on this show all the time. Hate to say it.
They do.
Fact.
Most copycatted show in the world. Actually, that jacket he has on is about $500.
No way. It's
yes,
denim.
It is. Hamill's reaction is one of the worst acting moments ever. You're talking, no. It can't be. That's impossible. No, I think the worst acting in any Star Wars ever was the Emperor when he was about to be defeated by Mace Windu. Goes, no, 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 you will die. That scene had such potential.
You just creep me out, man.
Yeah. Anyway.
Sounds like bad acting.
It was, yeah.
That's the new Star Wars trailer. Did you hear? You saw it at the end.
Oh, said, remember, nobody dies.
Nobody dies, and you hear the original Emperor's laugh. Ha 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 ha. Man,
well, does that mean Harrison Ford's going to come back too?
No,
he's nobody not, dies.
No, Harrison, but not, people talk about people with the Force.
He's not a Sith.
People strong with the Force. The yes. Sith and the Jedi are almost exactly the same,
well,
except for a few.
If he was Indiana Jones, he could come back. That dude could do anything.
Not in that last Indiana Jones movie. That was terrible.
Yeah, the fourth one was horrible. What a disappointment.
Most of the time when you get to a fourth one, it's going to be bad.
Yeah.
Few exceptions.
Not Scary Movie.
Yes.
Yeah, but five was horrible. Scary Movie five was awful.
Did that Intruder movie come out yet?
I don't know.
I gotta see that.
Oh, no, I don't think so.
By the way, we're out of time.
Yeah, great job. You guys made us. The only sports we talked this hour was kickers.
Yeah, it was an important subject. We win.
Think you should put that on the podcast.
No. No, our podcast is going to be great, though. Former NFL scout Chris Landry of LandryFootball.com.
Yeah.
He came on, had a fascinating conversation with us. We're going to have that up on the podcast later this afternoon. Or
evening.
Evening. And go in more on the dysfunction behind the Oakland Raiders.
Nice.
Love it. All right. If that's not enough, we got What You Got coming up next. Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN and the 99.3 ESPN app.
Time for those parting shots. It's What You Got with Sheeman and Shepherd on 99.3 ESPN. Now, it's Sheeman and Shepherd.
What You Got brought to you by Twin Peaks, everybody. Got great made-from-scratch food, wall-to-wall TVs, 29-degree beer. I'm all over that any day of the week. Check out Twin Peaks. Eat, drinks, and scenic views. Only one little nugget here today on this date in history, April 24th, 1994. David Robinson, the Admiral.
Oh.
He scored 71 points on the final day of the season to win the scoring title over Orlando's Shaquille O'Neal. Shaq was not pleased. Thought Robinson was padding stats.
Should have scored more.
Exactly. 1994, David Robinson. Your scoring leader in the NBA. That's all I got, fellas. What do you got, Pete Shepard?
Cuckoo, David Robinson.
He was good.
He was very good. Just updating the polls. Who should make all NBA, Damian Lillard or Steph Curry? And close, but Steph Curry with the lead at 52%, 48%. And who should have been, what should have been the call in the Sharks Golden Knights game last night? The 2-minute minor, 4-minute double minor, or the 5-minute major, which was called and was the wrong call. But 64% said the 2-minute minor correctly, 27% 4-minute minor, double minor, and 9% now say the 5-minute major. Tough break for the Vegas Knights, but you still had your chances and blew it.
Yeah. Too bad.
Good for the Sharks.
Too bad. So sad.
My boy Joe Thornton, get to the finals against the Bruins. I'll be very happy. Very happy.
All righty. Chris, what you got for your stone cold lock of the night?
Last night gave you a loser. Told you to lay the 4.5 with Portland, which,
tough one.
You know what? Yeah, it was a loss, but I don't feel bad about the pick. If I could go back and do it again, I would pick OKC because they covered. But anyway, I felt good at the time. I'm 19-13-1. Lost one. That's my streak right now. Tonight, going to go to the ice, take the Capitals on the money line.
Not bad at winning. It's 155. Every home team, the home team has won all six previous games.
Yep, you got Stanley Cup, defending Stanley Cup champions, Hurricanes, which most of their roster hasn't been in a game like this.
Yeah, so they're playing very physical, though.
I like Washington to win tonight. I wasn't crazy about the two lines in the NBA. I believe the Rockets are a 9-point favorite, and the Warriors are a 15-point favorite.
Let's start staff. Forget who's reffing tonight. I just saw it on Twitter. The Jazz are 0-5 or 0-6 when this particular ref is reffing their games.
Really?
But I think that they kind of changed it up and went back to playing regular defense on James Harden, not standing behind him. And
I think Houston just kind of poo-pooed it for a typical up 3-game to none. Some guys who just
I don't like the 9. Okay. If you forced me into something that game, I would go Utah plus the 9, but I'm staying away from it. Caps on the money line.
All right. Tonight, first of all, next we got Spain and Fitz coming up at the top of the hour. Got the Sheeman and Shepherd cash grab also coming up at the top of the hour. Listen for your chance to win $1,000 right now. Boom. It's that simple. Wait for the magic word. Then you can either enter it in our app, which you've already downloaded for free, or at our website at 993ESPN.com, or text it to the number 45911.
Dude, what the hell is that?
What? What?
Very disturbing video.
Just texted in like a dude with his belly out on rollerblades, just rolling around in some tidy whities.
It's crazy stuff we get here.
Yeah.
Maybe that could get you blocked as well.
No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. All right. And then later on tonight, we've got some NBA action because it's fantastic.
Well, Golden State close out.
The Clippers and the Warriors.
14.5 point favorites.
It's at 10 o'clock.
This is pretty interesting. So we've got the college basketball probe going on right now.
Yeah. It's spilling over into football, by the way.
Yeah, Dawkins said today on the stand of Rick Pitino, quote, "Rick Pitino may be the only person who doesn't know what's going on. Like, Rick has no clue what's going on at his school, but most of the bigger guys, they know."
So is he being sarcastic?
No, he's saying Rick
really doesn't know?
Had no clue what was going on at Louisville.
So they pulled a fast one over on him.
That is called perjury. That's a lie. That's a lie. It is 100% a lie. Just like the Raiders sending everyone home. Chris Landry confirmed 100% a lie that's normal procedure.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Rick may be the only one who doesn't know.
Don't forget, you're all invited out of Cape Coral tomorrow. Buffalo Wild Wings, we're there after the show tomorrow for our NFL draft party. Show up, wear your jerseys, your favorite team, represent your hats, your t-shirts. Going to make it look like the NFL in there. We'll have a lot of fun with that. For Chris and for Pete Shepard, I'm Craig Sheeman, still in playoff mode, day after day after day. Catch y'all tomorrow. Have a good night, and God bless America. Not breaking news! Wrong button breaking news!
What is going
on? Sign off again.
I'm Craig Sheeman. God bless America.